Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Like a blast from the past, someone spray-painted graffiti all over two subway cars at an MTA yard in Queens.
The MTA says the Jamaica yard is secure, but somehow graffiti vandals got inside the sprawling subway car repair center and covered two cars with paint. And according to the Progressive Action Network, the cars bear the message, "Drugs all day and don't come here." Some subway riders say they're incensed.
You know, it's prevalent all over the city right now, because where we come from in Bushwick, they're doing it around there too. So it seems like an old fad coming back.
In a statement, the MTA says it has zero tolerance for these incidents, and in fact, they say graffiti damage is down compared to past years. Drew Scott, 1010 Winds at the Jamaica Yards in Queens.
Yankee outfielder Brett Gardner has filed a restraining order against an obsessed fan. This woman apparently calls herself his future wife and claims that he sends her sexual signals from the outfield. The two have never even met, and a lawyer for the 36-year-old is asking a judge in the Bronx for an order of protection against the woman. In addition, security guards at Yankee Stadium have been given photos of this woman with orders not to allow her through the gates. Reverse construction is ordered for a condo tower going up in Manhattan.
Olive Freud is an Upper West Side resident who remained consistent and persistent, battling the high-rise at 200 Amsterdam Avenue.
We want to live in this city. It's a residential area. It's our home. We don't want to live in shadows.
A judge has ordered the developer to lop off as many as 20 stories from the building, ruling that it illegally sidestepped zoning laws. Assembly member Linda Rosenthal is working on legislation to close the loopholes.
No more of this empty space so you can go higher and higher and higher.
But as they spoke, construction at 200 was continuing. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on Amsterdam Avenue.
Home furnishings retailer Pier 1 might not be able to stay afloat. The Fort Worth, Texas-based company filed for bankruptcy protection today. Pier 1's been hit hard by online competition and mounting debt. The CEO of the company issued a statement saying they're hoping to find a buyer, but also reiterated a plan to shut as many as 450 stores. Federal prosecutors are weighing new charges against associates of Rudy Giuliani in connection with a company that paid him $500,000. Correspondent Kara Scannell reports investors of the firm, called Fraud Guarantee, allege they were told Giuliani would have a larger role in the company.
A lawyer for one of the investors who did provide this $500,000 payment, he told CNN previously that his client had invested in the business based on Rudy Giuliani's reputation and his expectation that he would serve as a spokesman for the company. Now, a lawyer for Giuliani said that he had no role in the marketing of the business and never authorized Parnas or others to use his name in their marketing pitches.
Lev Parnas co-founded Fraud Guarantee with the idea of providing insurance to companies to protect against fraud. Parnas and three others have all been charged with campaign finance violations. All four have pleaded not guilty. The 2020 Tribeca Film Festival will open with the world premiere of the documentary Jimmy Carter, Rock and Roll President.
I think music is the best proof that people have one thing in common, no matter where they live, no matter what language they speak.
The film traces how Carter's approachability and the unifying power of music became key to his political appeal and helped propel him to the White House. It combines interviews with the former president and footage from performances from Willie Nelson, Aretha Franklin, Jimmy Buffett, and Paul Simon. The Tribeca Film Festival opens April 15th. Mike Bloomberg is out with a new slew of TV ads putting the billionaire former mayor over the $400 million spending mark in his presidential campaign. That includes $124 million on ads in the Super Tuesday states alone. These new ads go after President Trump and also tout the former mayor's commitment to racial justice after he's been coming under new scrutiny over stop and frisk. Our current mayor is backing Bernie. Mayor de Blasio on CNN.
I think what everyone is very clear about is no one in American history has ever tried to buy an election the way that Mike Bloomberg is right now. You got to take that seriously. But it's also clear that more and more Bernie Sanders is the front runner in this field.
Early voting is underway in Nevada, which holds its Democratic caucuses Saturday. Sanders is considered the front runner there and is expected to lead with about a third of the vote. In Iowa, Democrats have a new leader following the caucus debacle there.
Iowa State Representative Mark Smith was picked by the Iowa Democratic Party State Central Committee to take over as interim chair days after Troy Price stepped down. The party's still going through a re-canvass of dozens of precincts 2 weeks after Iowa Democrats caucused.
We had things that went wrong, and that's been in the news cycle and in the front of people's mind. This review will give us some answers in that regard, but let's keep in mind that most things went very well.
The Iowa Democratic Party has hired lawyers to look into the factors that led to the delayed results.
Correspondent Ryan Burrow reporting. So, are you ready for the plastic bag ban? It takes effect March 1st in the boroughs, and many stores have already stopped using them. Single-use paper bags will still be allowed, but counties have the option of imposing a 5-cent fee. But there may be a loophole. The regulations allow stores to hand out plastic bags if they're washable, can be used at least 125 times, carry 22 pounds, and have an attached strap that doesn't stretch with normal use. Well, some environmentalists say that could undermine the purpose of the whole thing. In response, a spokesman for Governor Cuomo called the concern baseless conspiracy theories and said these groups should focus their efforts on helping New Yorkers transition to reusable bags. In the age of fighting over reclined airline seats comes today, Random Act of Kindness Day.
Okay, I admit I had to Google this, but it was Mark Twain who said, "Kindness is a language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see." Janet tells me recently in her deli, a customer coming in looking for directions was so kind, after getting those directions, she handed over a gold cat pin. A random act of kindness.
Tears started coming out of my eyes because I guess it was a long day. I was, you know, I said, "Oh my God, that is so sweet. Thank you so much. God bless you." I'll never forget it. Even though it happened recently, like, I won't forget it. Every time I see that pin on my daughter, I'll remember her.
And you don't even know her name.
I don't know.
Here's an idea. Maybe pay for the coffee or meal of the person in front of you in line today. Trust me, it'll feel pretty good. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds in Midtown.
Another New York City police officer has taken their own life. This happened in Middle Village, Queens, where police have yet to release any details. Last year, a rash of suicides among members of the force prompted the department to launch new suicide prevention programs. As always, stay with 1010 Winds and 1010winds.com for more information as we get it.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.